You're listening to the audio version of Wee Ginger Doug's blog, Biting the Hand of Project Fear. A letter to a wee ginger Doug, a guest post by David Kelly, 5th of July, 2014. I'm a computer specialist who has been working in the oil and gas sector in Aberdeen for almost 40 years. I am called a subject matter expert, SME, because I know a fantastic amount about almost nothing. This is the first time in my life I have been so engaged in politics. I have always had a few clever words to say, a sarcastic observation, a cynical put-down. I've been on the odd march about war or nuclear weapons. I write an occasional letter to the newspapers. Now I find myself out in the evening knocking on doors selling what I believe in. Writing a letter to a Doug I have never met because I'm passionate about politics. What's going on? What's changed? I've thought about this a lot and want to share these thoughts. I am not a nationalist. I have no issues with my nationality. Scotland may not have been a sovereign nation for over 300 years, but I know I am Scottish. Like many of us, I have worked all over the world, and everywhere that brawn as well as brains is required to build things, I hear Scottish accents. We know who we are. I remember once in O'Neill's Irish bar in Atayru, Kazakhstan, chewing the fat with an unusually broadly educated American engineer who knew of Adam Smith and David Hume and other figures of the English Enlightenment. As so often happens, you have to explain. That's fine. Being called English is not an insult. They are our friends and neighbours. I don't need to build a country just for Scottish people to help me with my identity. If I'm not a nationalist, what am I? I consider myself an internationalist. Why does my internationalism lead me to wanting to create another country at first that could seem counterintuitive? There are two issues I would like to fix. One, all my life I have only voted for parties that believe in unilateral nuclear disarmament. That includes the SNP, the Green Party, even Orangina. At last this might actually happen. 2. Sending our young men and women abroad to kill brown people just to keep America safe is not borderline crazy, it is profoundly sociopathic. I call it PISD, Post-Imperial Stress Disorder. The empire is over. We can stop killing people now. If I ask myself a simple question, would the world be a better place if Scotland had its own voice, however small, instead of having Britain speak for us? I answer yes. I hardly have to think about it. I'm certain we would be a better world citizen than Britain. Why? Because I believe that we will build a more socially just society within Scotland, and that we will project those values rather than military ones. Of course, at the moment, Britain is being run by Eton's sixth form common room. No wonder I want free of that. They swap the home counties for the home country, and run the state with the imperial swagger and contempt for the national interest that was once reserved for the dominions. The argument from the Labour Party is that everything will change when Labour wins the next UK general election. I am told that the voice I want Scotland to have in the international community will be heard just as soon as Labour party in power again. I have to say that the last two Labour administrations have been profoundly disappointing. The idiot adventures in Iraq and Afghanistan are a scandal to match any of our historic imperial bullying. But what of Gordon Brown's administration? That son of the manse, introducer of tax credits and other help for the low paid. The other question I need an answer to is it possible to build a society that has the levels of equality and social justice which I aspire to within Great Britain? And I have to answer no. I can tell you the moment I realised it was not going to be possible. In 2007 and 2008, the world's financial structure was imploding. The future of international cowboy capitalism was at stake. Faced with the starkest, clearest choice in 1,000 years between the interests of the rich and the interests of the poor, Gordon Brown's Labour government chose the rich. Gordon Brown's undoubted understanding of the crisis and generosity to the uber-rich made the world safe for bankers and billionaires, and gave more money to the rich in an afternoon than the poor in 10 years in power. Son of the Manse. Sounds more like the Book of Revelation's Antichrist to me. Of course, there are thousands of good people in the Labour Party, but for the life of me, I have no idea what they think they can achieve while enthralled to the City of London. The result of the referendum in September will be decided to a very great extent by the people who voted Labour in the last election. I attended a meeting of the Labour for Independence movement and was hugely encouraged to find a distinguished panel of lifelong Labour Party members arguing for independence. So I asked the panel, how do I persuade my friends who have voted Labour all their lives to vote for independence? Many of them are going to vote no just because they hate Alex Salmond. If I have 1 minute of their time, what do I say to persuade them? And the answer was, so that together we can start to build the just society you have been voting for all your life. That's why I'm on this journey. I want to start to build that just society. The debate is full of numbers and statistics. Can I leave you with two of them that to me define the nature of Britain today? The DWP employs 3,250 investigators looking for £1.2 billion of benefit fraud. HMRC employs 300 investigators looking for £70 billion of tax evasion. The Trident replacement project to renew Britain's first strike nuclear capability will cost £100 billion. Hard to imagine how big that number is. And of course, there is no genocide cap on that cost, unlike the benefit cap imposed by over 500 Westminster MPs. To put the number in perspective, a new teaching hospital 25% bigger than Aberdeen Royal Infirmary would cost £500 million. So we will spend the amount of money that would build about 200 teaching hospitals to renew our weapons of mass destruction. This is not the country I want to live in. For the first time in my life, I think I can do something about it through the democratic process. That's why I'm voting yes, and why I want to encourage others to do so.